This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Authorities say they found the remains of Suzanne Morphew, a Southern Colorado woman who disappeared near Mother's Day weekend 2020. Yesterday, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation confirmed that they found Morphew's remains last week, later positively identifying them. The remains were located in Moffett, which is about 45 miles south of Salida, where Suzanne was living at the time during an unrelated search of that area.
Tisha Leeway, a friend of Suzanne's in Salida, where she was living before her disappearance, says the discovery of the body opens up the mystery on a whole new level.
There's going to probably be a lot more questions now than ever, because, I mean, who did it? Why? Why is she there? What happened to her? You know, just a lot.
Following Suzanne's disappearance, law enforcement has focused on her husband, Barry, in the investigation into her disappearance. He was charged with murder in 2021. Those charges were dropped last year. Shannon Hall says that she's overwhelmed by this latest development. She's also the owner of a Poncha Market in Salida, where Barry Morphew reportedly came in shortly after Suzanne's disappearance.
Just like, wow, like, thank God, though, but just wow. He was just looking for specific things in a dumpster, which was kind of odd.
Barry Morphew spoke out this past May, nearing the three-year anniversary of Suzanne's disappearance, reiterating his innocence with ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Did you have anything to do with the disappearance of your wife?
Absolutely not.
Chaffee County's Sheriff's Office says the investigation into the Morphew case will continue until somebody is brought to justice.
Prosecutors are saying jealousy was at the heart of a deadly stabbing that happened at a Colorado Springs Walgreens store last year. The first-degree murder trial of Joshua Johnson got underway yesterday with opening statements from prosecutors and the defense. Prosecutors told the jury that DNA evidence and surveillance footage will prove Johnson attacked 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw, stabbing her multiple times. Johnson's attorney says he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was attacked by the same person who killed Whitelaw. The murder trial is expected to last about 2 weeks. An Air Force Academy cadet has been acquitted of sexual assault charges following a court-martial. The charges against cadet Eamon McHugh were dismissed yesterday after the presiding judge found him not guilty. McHugh had been accused of assaulting a female classmate during a vacation trip to Western Colorado in 2021. The female cadet was left with internal injuries causing bleeding, but could not remember whether she had consented to sex because she had been drinking. The judge did not issue any statement about the case following the ruling.
A victim suffered a gunshot to the arm in a shooting last night near Mitchell High School here in Colorado Springs. Springs police say they responded after getting reports of gunfire being heard in the area of Potter Drive near Galley and Academy. The report came in just before midnight. Police found the victim inside a residence with non-life-threatening wounds. No suspect or suspect vehicle have been identified at this time.
Colorado Springs police are asking for help to locate a vehicle used in a deadly hit-and-run earlier this month. 47-year-old Tina Weaver died on September 21st after being hit near the intersection of Fountain and Murray Boulevards. Police say the suspect vehicle is thought to be a black Honda Passport with possible front-end damage. Anyone with information is asked to call the police department or Crime Stoppers.
The Humane Society of Fremont County says it can no longer accept stray animals at their shelter. The decision comes after the Fremont County Sheriff's Office announced this week that it has run out of money to fund animal intake for the remainder of the year. Negotiations between the Sheriff's Office and Humane Society over a new contract have stalled, with the sheriff saying that he doesn't have the money to fund the increasing cost of operating the shelter, although they won't be taking in animals from unincorporated Fremont County. The Humane Society says it'll still accept strays from Canyon City, Florence, and Custer counties.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is welcoming a rare and endangered tree kangaroo. The zoo says the three-year-old Matchy's tree kangaroo named Somme arrived Tuesday. The zoo says only about 2,500 of the animals are still living in the wild and that their habitat is threatened by logging and mining. The tree kangaroo can be seen at the zoo's Australian walkabout area.
Sunny skies and very warm temperatures as we head here into your Thursday afternoon. Expecting a high of 87 degrees today, Colorado Springs, 92 in Puebla. We'll see a southeasterly breeze at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and mild overnight with morning lows in the low to mid-50s once again tomorrow afternoon. Into the lower 80s, Colorado Springs, and 89 in Puebla. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.